Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Spectacular. What a beautiful crowd. This is a beautiful, beautiful crowd. And thank you for joining us. And I hope you're on your way down to Cape May. We're going to have a fun time today. We may have a deal reached on a spending agreement. I'm hearing rumors of that. We'll talk to Chairman Michael Whatley about that a little bit later in the show. And we'll keep you apprised of everything. Plus, the craziest looking member of Congress I've ever seen. And turns out she's been there for years. She looks like the combination of Gollum and also, I don't know, like RuPaul. If RuPaul and Gollum had a child and that child transitioned to a View cast member, I think would basically be how I would describe this member of Congress. I'm trying to make it work. But anyway, we are in the middle of what could be a government shutdown. I'm okay with that. As long as the bar at the Grand doesn't shut down, those are our priorities. That's right. And we are also now, but what I'm told from my buddy Kat Kamik, who, did she get back to us?
Still up in the air.
Up in the air.
It's going to depend on when this vote occurs.
All right, so we are hoping to get some members of Congress on the show, but I will tell you right now, the issue is that the votes are taking place as we speak. So Justin's going to keep Fox News potted up for us right now back at the studio. This way he can tell us if we need to break into anything that's happening. But the latest that I got from my friends in the Freedom Caucus are this. Basically, the bill that they killed last night, Republicans campaigned on cutting spending and reducing the $35 trillion national debt, but you can't achieve that by suspending the debt limit, which is why I couldn't support tonight's CR package. True, it had fewer pages, but spent the same amount of money as the first CR and added $5 trillion in new debt with no spending cuts, and they only gave us 1.5 hours to read the damn thing before voting on it. So what Kat Kamik said was, until President-elect Trump takes office, I'm not going to grant Joe Biden an extension on an unlimited debt ceiling. Since that time, she said, we had a very productive meeting this morning with Vice President-elect Vance and incoming OMB director, that's Management and Budget, Russ Vought. We came up with several options that would give President Trump the greatest chance of success to get the country back on track. As it stands, we have a plan. We can get this across the finish line, and we can do it while getting our fiscal house in order. Let's do this. Now, that was at 12:47, okay? I don't have any updates since then, but I know that the negotiations are going on. So we'll find out during the show today what changes, if anything. But here's what we do know. We know that Joe Biden was way before that debate over the summer, he had lost his mind sometime in mid-1987, I believe it was. And they've basically covered it up the entire time since. The same people who are upset. You know, we need everybody's up close, but can you see me in the back? We need like stadium seating, like Dolby. Melissa, can we get some stadium seating in here? I may have to stand up. Look at this crowd, though. This is great. Look at this. Look at this. But it's a little like personal space. Like, we may want to next time kill the first row only because it's feel like can reach out and literally touch the audience. We learned that they were covering up Joe Biden's cognitive decline for years. And they hid it from us. At the very same time, the people who did this and were complicit in hiding all that from us, those same people are now criticizing Donald Trump for having Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy involved in all the negotiations. So basically, look at it like this. Donald Trump is utilizing two of the brightest guys in the business world to help the American people save money. Whereas White House staffers use their collective gaslighting of the American people to hide a corpse in the White House. Like, if you hit a body in your own home, you would have had problems with that. Like, somebody would have noticed, right? The smell or something. Yeah, but they literally hid a corpse in the White House for 4 years until they decided to push him out into a debate stage and say, look, America, this is what we're dealing with every freaking day. Remember that? But let's take a little trip down memory lane, shall we? Nicole Wallace, I love this. This is the time that Nicole Wallace, who used to be a Republican, but she was always a Fugazi Republican anyway, when she lectured all of us on how if we talked about Joe Biden's cognitive decline, it was very, very mean. All right? It was very mean. So this is a flashback. Cut number 20. This is June 17th, 2024, right before the debate. Now, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but I was on Fox News around then. Yeah. Did I not mention that? My apologies. I'm sorry. Oh, and I'll be on Fox News on Tuesday on America's Newsroom with Dana Perino. So, yeah. And Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon on January 18th. So I might mention that a couple times throughout the show today. And if you missed my op-ed, it's still published on foxnews.com. You can go read it.
Very well edited, might I add.
He added a colon and a capital B. Let's not go crazy here. And it's nice that Luigi Mangione showed up today. I had no idea he was already out of jail. I had no idea. You got a hell of a lawyer, pal. I'll tell you what, a hell of a lawyer. Nobody said my sense of humor wasn't sick. All right. Now, it was around that time of June that I said, why are we doing a presidential debate now when everybody's going to summer camp and the kids are in school? I mean, out of school and nobody's paying attention. Is this a setup to get Joe Biden out of the race for president? And of course, the answer to that was yes. But here's Nicole Wallace right before that debate, lecturing all of us about how mean we all were back then. This is all the way back to June of 2024, so a really, really long time ago. Cut 20.
There's a growing and insidious trend in right-wing media, broadcast, print, and social media. It is to take highly misleading and selectively edited videos of President Biden directly from Republican National Committee social media accounts and then use those videos to spread messages virally to cast doubt on President Biden's fitness for office. Here is this headline from the New York Post, quote, Biden appears to freeze up, has to be led off stage by Obama at Megabucks LA fundraiser. The full video posted by Biden finance chair on Twitter shows something entirely different. Biden reacting to applause and then walking off stage with former President Obama. It comes less than 1 week after the New York Post made a cover out of another piece of deceptively edited tape, calling him meander-in-chief due to what they claim was Biden walking away during a skydiving demonstration during the G7 summit last week. The only problem is that the full video, which emerged almost instantly, shows Biden was going over to congratulate one of the skydivers who's cropped out of the video entirely. Both the articles are based on cheap fakes, videos of real events that are intentionally manipulated to fool viewers, released on an RNC opposition research social media account with zero independent fact-checking by these so-called journalists and spread throughout the right-wing ecosystem. And we would take the hand-wringing by right-wing media about Biden's mental fitness.
Can we pause that for a second? Are we the right-wing ecosystem? I'm just curious. I had a buddy of mine asked me today, and he's here. He asked me, are there any left-wing radio stations or shows. And I said, well, there's NPR, but that's it, right? So the right-wing ecosystem. So we all spread cheap fakes about Joe Biden, and we all... By the way, there's DJ. She just had a knee replacement. Is it okay if I say that? A week and a half ago, and she's here tonight, all right? So that's impressive. Thank you. And we got it. We got a gift right here. Is this your old knee? Did you wrap it up for me and give it to me? That was very sweet. I will. All right, I'll open it. No, I definitely will. But that was 10 days before the debate, okay, that Nicole Wallace was saying all those things. The pictures of Joe Biden shaking hands with the invisible man, you remember those? Those were cheap fakes, we were told. The picture of Joe Biden going off to say hello to a skydiver who apparently, I guess, dropped into France in 1944. Cheap fake, selectively edited, all these headlines, this is how horrible we are. It turns out, wait for it, we were right. You see, all those things were real about Joe Biden. And they were gaslighting us and lying to us the entire time and covering up just how bad Joe Biden was. And now when the Wall Street Journal report comes out, you get journalists like Chris Cillizza who come out and apologize for not, quote unquote, investigating the matter more thoroughly. Investigating the matter more thoroughly. Okay, let's understand what these people did. It wasn't a matter of them just not investigating. They actively went out there and lied to the American people and pushed the White House narrative that Joe Biden was completely fine. Like, it's one thing to say, like, I didn't do my job. Like, Matt DeSantis doesn't do his job, right? That's different than saying that he's actively trying to undermine the show, which, of course, he's also doing. But there's two different things. So, like, Chris Cillizza's apology yesterday was like, listen, I should have been a better reporter. No, dude, you were a great reporter. You just reported the way the White House wanted you to report. You did a heck of a job. Like, A-plus, man. You were part of convincing America that Joe Biden was fine, and it was just a bunch of meanie-pants Republicans who were saying mean things about Joe Biden. And he wasn't actually standing at the podium looking this way and that way for Churchill or Stalin or whoever he was trying to talk to. We were just making it all up. It wasn't real. So when these people come out in the media ecospace and they come out and they say, oh, you know, we should have done a better job of looking into this. This is the thing about the media. They're not there to do investigative journalism. They're there to push the propaganda of the Democrat Party in the White House. And this is why I always talk about the unholy triad of government, the corporate media, and big tech for this very reason, because these three entities work collectively to silence the Hunter Biden laptop. And the entire time that Joe Biden was in the White House, and while Joe Biden was running for president in 2020, they all worked collectively to hide Joe Biden's dementia to the rest of the world, to everybody. And they hid it from administration officials, and they hid it from generals, and they hid it. But when everybody started noticing it, and it became too obvious to ignore, then at that point, they said, well, we got to get rid of this guy. So they got rid of the guy by going back to the thing they told us was Russian disinformation, the Hunter Biden laptop, which they also gaslit us on, and basically said, look, get out of the race or we're going to expose this to the world. And that was the only thing that got Joe Biden out of the race. But this is a big lesson for America. Right now, we're told that if Joy Reid wants to keep her job on MSNBC, she has to take a $5 million haircut. Is that right?
Yeah.
$5 million haircut to keep her job. There's no audience left for these people. I told you yesterday, Jimmy Fallon's Saturday night show, of which I'll be on January 18th. Just a mention of that. Good point. 10 p.m. on Fox News Saturday night. Fox News Saturday night on January 18th, which is a Saturday night. That show on Saturday night on Fox News Channel gets more viewers than Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel and the others, Seth, whatever his name is. But here's the difference. On Saturday nights at 10 p.m., there are 60% fewer televisions on than there are during the week that we're competing with. So think about that. And then you understand why all around us right now, the corporate media is realizing they have no more influence. The influence is gone. And what they really hate about Elon Musk is that the influence now is anybody. Like, I mean, you can have influence by just posting viral videos of the show. You can have influence by reaching people on social media. And what do they try to do? Take all of that away from you, remember? During COVID, during the Hunter Biden laptop fiasco, they tried to limit your ability to say whatever you wanted. That was what they were trying to do, was to take away your ability to communicate and push a message, because up until that point in American history, they had a complete monopoly on everything with one exception, and that exception was talk radio. I remember Rush Limbaugh, God bless his soul, used to always talk about this. He would say, we are the alternative to the mainstream media, because no matter what you turn on over there, whether it's ABC, CBS, or NBC, or MSNBC, or CNN, you're getting the same thing. So talk radio and Fox News, and then all of a sudden other entities started coming around too online. By the time that the White House was actively engaged in the censorship of the American people, that's when Elon Musk stepped in and bought Twitter and then said, we're going to stop this. But if Kamala Harris had won that election, they would be working right now on disinformation boards to crack down on all this so-called misinformation and disinformation. CNN's ratings are at an all-time low. Primetime viewership for CNN is down 45%. That's 400,000 viewers, okay? Yeah. MSNBC is also forcing Stephanie Ruhle to take a pay cut. And that's just what we know at the moment. They re-upped with the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos because ABC Disney China has a lot of money because it's China. But they are in serious trouble. So when you watch right now the attacks on Elon Musk, understand where all that comes from. It comes from the fact that they wanted to control the entire social media echo chamber. And they wanted to have pure dominance over information so that they could do things like hide the dementia of the president of the United States of America, whose brain is literally pudding. And they hid that. And the only reason why we knew about it was because people online and on talk radio, and we would talk about it, and we would talk about it, and they attacked us, and they tried to say we were mean, and it didn't work because the platforms were still able to put out free information, fair information. But if they have their way, if they get their way, they will continue the censorship machine. And one of the biggest things in this bill was continuing money for censorship. This is why I always say to you, the battle right now, we are in the battle of our lives. It is the battle for the control of information. The government doesn't like the fact that you get to say whatever you want, and they want to crack down on that and control it. Because if they can, well, then they can literally have a president who stands up there not knowing where he is and pretend like we're all the ones who are insane, because we clearly see the president doesn't know where he is. And that is called gaslighting. When you clearly see something with your own eyes, but somebody tells you that that's not true, what you're seeing, which is like the drones, right? Same thing with the drones. Same exact thing. Hunter Biden laptop, Donald Trump being a Russian spy, whatever it is. The gaslighting by the government is done for a reason. Now, to prove my point on how much they hate Elon Musk, I want to play this clip for you right now. This is now, let's see here. Yes, Barbara Lee, Democrat of California, who's very, very angry about how Elon Musk is now running our government. Do you realize for the last 4 years we had a president who wasn't running our government? I mean, that's what the Wall Street Journal article proves to us, is that for 4 years we had a president who literally wasn't running the government, and they all pretended, and he was a puppet. Where's my puppet? Can I have my puppet, please? Can I have puppet Biden? Because, I mean, this was a joke when I was in morning drive that Biden was a puppet. You could just bring the head. That's fine. What is this, the headless Biden? That's all right. I can put it together. I'm very talented. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you, Kirk. So you see, when I was in morning drive, we got this puppet made, and we said that Joe Biden was a puppet of Bernie Sanders and the establishment. No, he was a literal puppet. Like, the White House would trot him out there, and they would move him around and have him say things, and he'd be like, you know, that's no joke, folks. Are you kidding me? No, I'm serious right now. And then what I would do if I could do this puppet over again is I would have eyelids that shut. Like Reagan asked Santa for a doll that goes to sleep. I would have that with Biden, where just like his head would nod off at meetings. You know what I mean? The eyelids would get droopy. And then like Reagan's doll, go poopy pants, right? Like, no, because you want to make it realistic. What? What? But this is the hand I was dealt, literally. So puppet Biden for 4 years. But those same people that hid this from the American people and pretended like this guy was in charge of the country, when this guy didn't know right now where he'd be like, come on, man, where are we? Oh, it's Cape May. I was a lifeguard there once. And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Are you driving the train here?
I shot down a, it's a U-boat. German U-boat right off, right out there. Sunk it with my own hands. No joke. You don't believe me? Ask Winston Churchill. Call him. I have his number. I'll call him right now. Those same people who did those things are now want us to believe that Elon Musk is a bad man running our government. All right. So here's Barbara Lee of California. Take a listen.
Who's in charge? Is it Elon Musk? Is it Donald Trump? What's going on?
Well, for me personally, it appears that Elon Musk is trying to take the role as an unelected president. And in fact, that Donald Trump, it appears, is following his orders.
He's taking a nap.
And of course, the consequences are grave. When you look at what could take place, and I've been through government shutdowns before, we have services that will be halted. We have people who would be furloughed. This is the holiday season. We'll have TSA agents who won't be paid. We'll have total chaos again. The economic impacts of a shutdown are devastating, and it hurts people, everyday people. And so to be able to blow up a bipartisan deal that would keep the government open, that would allow the negotiations to move toward another deadline in March, to me is just irresponsible. But it says a lot about Donald Trump, and it says a lot about allowing a non-elected billionaire to run our government.
It's kind of like rock-a-bye Biden on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will... I did this with Reagan the other night, as a matter of fact. We'll just keep him nice and nourished here with some nice eggnog. Help him get a good rest. So that's the gaslighting I mean by the government. And this Wall Street Journal article yesterday proves once and for all, not that we had any doubt, that the corporate media is there to do the bidding of the left. And this has been the greatest political cover-up of our lifetime. What they did here by hiding the cognitive decline of the commander-in-chief, the guy with the nuclear codes, makes a break-in at the Watergate Hotel seem like a puppet, really, like somebody stole a puppet. The president of the United States of America, who had the one and only absolute control to launch nuclear weapons, was cognitively impaired for 4 years, and they hid it from the American people and many of the generals who would have taken the orders from this man as commander in chief. Now tell me, how is that not the greatest political scandal of our lifetime? 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Our buddy Paula Scanlon's going to join us, and we're going to talk about how we flip New Jersey red. Exactly right. We are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It's our Christmas spectacular. So glad you're here with us today. And as you go to the bar, I want to thank Cherry Hill Volvo for their incredible sponsorship this whole year. It's a guiding principle. Relationships matter. They build great relationships by providing a luxury Volvo buying experience, always doing what is right, and making sure you drive away completely satisfied with the best deal available. And the result is that so many of their customers, like me, become customers for life. Cherry Hill Volvo has customers who've been with them for as long as 30 years. And right now, you can get an all-new XC90 all-wheel drive for as low as $687 a month using all applicable rebates. That's right. Costco members save even more. They save up to $2,000 in additional rebates as well. See store for details. Judith and the entire Cherry Hill Volvo team look forward to meeting you and giving you an incredible experience at Cherry Hill Volvo. So whether it's the S-Class made at their plant in South Carolina or the XC90, which Bridget will be coming down with the kids shortly, you'll have a wonderful experience. And they have so many incredible savings as the year comes to an end because they got to move those 2024 models out. So a great time to get to Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships really do matter.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, and we are glad you are here today. Absolutely, our live show. Justin, you can put up our guest for me. I appreciate it. And I want to welcome to the show. She's a tireless fighter for women, for athletes, women athletes, and now she's going to help flip New Jersey red. She's a former swimmer for the University of Pennsylvania, and now she'll be working alongside the one and only Scott Pressler and Early Vote Action to turn New Jersey red. She's my friend, Paula Scanlon. Hello, Paula Scanlon. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Congratulations on your new gig with Scott Pressler and Early Vote Action. This is great. I know you have a lot of family in the area. You grew up in the area. You're a local. So what made you decide to take the gig?
Well, it's funny. It was really the election, and I saw what happened in New Jersey because obviously the shift of 11 points since 2020 in the presidential election was crazy. But I used to think a little bit that the Northeast, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, where I went to high school in Connecticut, there was no one here that was conservative. There was no one here that was worth fighting for. But seeing this shift in New Jersey, I was like, wow, this isn't my neighborhood. We can actually get this done. We can actually get a Republican governor. We can actually have Republicans elected into office. And it really just started, you know, making me excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's two governor's races next year, Virginia and New Jersey. And I think we can absolutely flip New Jersey red. In fact, Paula, I wrote an op-ed the other day, it's published on foxnews.com, really, about how the drones can actually help flip New Jersey red, because it's a culmination of a lot of things. We're tired of being lied to and gaslit. And for one of those things, for example, a great example of gaslighting is all the years we were told that biological males have no advantage over female athletes, right? That's one of the ways the government has been gaslighting us for years.
I mean, they have. And then this drone situation is crazy because the two things are true, right? So the first is if they simply don't know what the drones are, that's extremely incompetent, which is
right. Horrible.
And that just shows that they're just terrible at everything that they do. And we have the technology to be able to just figure something out, okay, first. And second, if they do know, then they're straight up lying to us. And I don't even know which option is worse.
I think it is a matter of they know what it is and they're lying to us. So then they're pretending like they don't know what it is, which is also gaslighting of its own way, which is also terrible. And then the other aspect of this, too, is that we know that they know that we know. So that means that since we know that they know that we know, we also know that they think we're idiots. And I just hate when people think we're idiots, Paula Scanlon. I hate that. It's like when a guy is in the pool with you swimming and they're like, oh, no, this 6-foot-something dude with muscles is actually a woman and can swim just like you can, you know?
I mean, that's what they tried to do. And it was, for me, it was crazy because I was on my team and not a single other person spoke up about this. And I'm standing there and I'm going, am I the only person that's looking at this situation that thinks this is completely insane? And then, again, the university telling us, you're the problem, you're a bigot, you're a racist. Yes, they tried to compare the situation to the next civil rights movement and racism if you don't want to see a man with male parts in your locker room.
Right, right. Yeah, so Paula Scanlon, let's talk about how we turn New Jersey red. Let's talk about how we do it, right? What is the key, you think, to getting New Jersey to have the same kind of performance Pennsylvania had in 2025 or 2024? What is the key? New Jersey is a state that in even years, so those are the years where Congress is up, they wind up voting for Democrats. But in the odd years, that's when we can win as Republicans, because we elected Republican governors in those years before. So we can do it. So the question I have for you is, what's the goal? What are you and Scott Pressler and everybody at Early Vote Action PAC going to do? What's the strategy?
Yes. So last time they won, the Democrats won the gubernatorial election by about 80,000 votes. So our target goal is to register 100,000 Republican voters. I know it sounds large, but there are a lot of untapped voters. But then the other thing is also turning voters out. So we're two strategies, right? Registering new voters, people that have previously not participated in elections or just have been disenfranchised with politics in general. And then the other thing is getting people to commit to vote. So we go to these events and we find someone, hey, are you registered to vote? Yes, I am. Okay. How do we make sure that person actually goes and votes? We're going to get their contact information. We're going to follow up with them. We're going to tell them exactly where to go vote, tell them the options to vote early, you name it. So it's registration and turnout.
Registration and turnout, because it's not just enough to register people. Although what I found fascinating in the last election was how Scott Pressler would go to gun stores and find out that hunters weren't registered to vote, and people who were buying guns weren't registered to vote, and the Amish weren't registered to vote. And so I love the line that Greg Gutfeld said when a gay man went to the Amish and convinced them to stop churning butter and to go vote, that should be a movie. And I agree. Like that's a movie right there, Paula.
Oh, my gosh, you're so right. I would watch that movie a million times. But yes, that's exactly it. There's a lot of people in New Jersey that aren't voters. I mean, we're going to definitely be at the gun stores. I think the biggest thing that I've actually seen from when I'm half Asian, if the viewers can't see me, but my mom's from Taiwan. And there's a lot of Asians who are not registered to vote that are not in political realms. And I talked to a friend who lives in New Jersey. He's Korean. And he says that his entire church doesn't really vote, but they're all conservative people. They have conservative values. So we're going to be going to places like that and try to get them to vote. And then the second group of people I want to talk about briefly is the Hispanic vote. They shifted crazy to the right this past election. And again, I know Hispanics that I grew up with. They all voted Republican for the first time this year, many of them. So we're going to be tapping into those people in those communities as well. And again, they're already shifting Republican. We just have to continue to shift them and continue to say, hey, and this is exactly why you want a Republican governor in the state as well.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's the Latino vote is fascinating, right? Donald Trump won Passaic County, New Jersey, which was always a Democrat county, but he also won the city of Passaic. He won Paterson, New Jersey. I mean, he won places that Republicans just don't win. He won legislative districts that Republicans don't win. He has the ability to do that. And so those voters are saying a lot of things to us. And here's what I think a lot of them are saying, Paula. And this is where I think it ties into what you've been talking about for years. I'm a dad of three kids, and I talk to parents all the time. And one of the big issues, and I think the sleeper issue of this campaign really was the issue of biological males competing with women in sports. I really do believe that. I think that is a huge, huge issue that was something that drove parents out and got them to want to be engaged. And Latino voters, who have a lot of very conservative values, felt the same thing. And it's not something a lot of people want to talk about. You know, a lot of these suburban people are not posting this on Facebook, but Donald Trump outperformed with white suburban women. I think this is a big reason for it. And so initially, when you and Riley Gaines and other people came out and started speaking about this issue, you were called bigots and people were yelling at you. And then all of a sudden, what people realized is the people yelling at you were a very small group of people. They happened to be loud, but they were a very small group. And the overwhelming, overwhelming majority of Americans agreed with this. And so when Donald Trump came out and said, we're going to restore Title IX to protect women in sports, there were people who took a giant sigh of relief. And the other thing I think, Paula, is Bobby Kennedy joining the Trump, you know, world, and a lot of these parents who want to have healthy food for their kids. And since you are a young woman and you're out there talking to people in your age group, I think that also taps into that as well with them, right? I mean, having healthy food, not having big pharma and big food control so many things and really just have so much power over us.
Absolutely. I think both of those two things brought a lot of people on board that I never imagined would vote for Trump. I mean, I had family members that voted for Trump that I would have bet probably millions of dollars 2 years ago that never would have happened. But that's exactly right. And I think we have to continue to tap in and grow on those issues. And again, really talk to people in New Jersey, but the sports issue has been huge. And I don't know if people are familiar, but at Randolph Hill College, they had the same situation where they had this male athlete that was competing on the women's swim team. And, you know, they were making a huge deal of it and posting all these things about inclusion and all of that. Additionally, New Jersey's had many cases of males being in women's prisons and impregnating female prisoners. And that's just New Jersey's actually was the first state I really heard stories about the prison systems and the issues of having men in women's spaces. So again, a lot of these issues do actually come down to New Jersey and happen right there in New Jersey. And we're definitely going to be tapping into those issues and telling voters about it and using exactly that, those stories and the things that we used to win the presidency this time around. We're going to use that in New Jersey for sure.
I do just want to say, though, if I were ever sent to prison, I would say I was a woman.
I'm sure every single man listening probably would do the same because it's better treatment. It's a better facility. You don't have to worry about being with more men on average or more violent. And there are probably more. There's so many different reasons. I mean, it's to me, that was the most
I wouldn't
insane.
Last 5 minutes in prison. Who the hell are we kidding? I wouldn't make it 5 minutes. But at a woman's prison, I feel like I could do quite well. I mean, I feel like just on the law of averages... I think I'd make the night, at least the first night. You know what I mean? Look, all these issues are really important. I appreciate the work you're doing. And, you know, at some point, I know we'll be back here with Scott, with you and with the incredible people, the enthusiasm. I was a Republican county chairman for a number of years. I've been involved in Jersey politics my whole life. And I think that I've never seen the enthusiasm like it is in New Jersey. And with Scott Pressler, with Paula Scanlon being involved, and with people fired up and looking at Trump's numbers in the margins, I really do believe New Jersey will flip. And I think there's another piece here, and I'll say this before I let you go, is that the current governor, and I want to make sure I'm respectful, Paula, because it's very important to me to be respectful and use people's proper titles.
Okay.
So his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, because he has a terrible toupee, Paula Scanlon. I don't know if you've noticed that. I know you're not a petty, shallow person, but I am. And I'm not ashamed of that. He took a piece of carpet when they were remodeling the governor's office in the old state house and stapled it to the front of his head. And so we call him his royal ruggedness for that reason. And the king, because he's unaccountable completely, he wants to run for president in 2028. So he's going to do far left kooky things between now and then. Like try to ban gas cars and try to push the windmills and basically try to go as far left as he possibly can. In his selfishness of not caring about New Jersey and wanting to try to go to the left in the Democrat primary, he's going to help flip New Jersey red for us. So there's also a hidden factor in that. So this is the perfect time for us. I really believe that.
Well, I hope you're right about that, but just know I will be working very hard in the next about 11 months or so to make this happen for all of us. So, and I know some of your listeners are going to be helpful for us as well, too.
So just practice. Say with me one time. His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable. Come on, say it once for me. Come on, Paula, please.
We're not gonna. He's on. All we're right, gonna get rid
fine.
Of him. We're
forget
not,
it.
No
forget.
Need.
I'll
no
get your. I'll get your Uncle Vince to say it. All right.
Okay,
follow Paula on X at Paula Y Scanlon. I know your Aunt Jackie will say it. That's for damn sure. All right, Paula. Great work, my friend. We look forward to working with you together. Paula Scanlon, everybody.
Here
we
go.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we are live here at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, you having fun? We're off to a good start. I have a big announcement. This is a very important announcement to make. Probably the most important announcement of the day. So Michael and Lee are the bartenders. They're husband and wife, and they're big fans of the show. So be nice to them and tip generously. I'm going to say it like this, basically.
Listen up, you cheap bastards. You 1%ers need to reach in your pockets and pull out the cash to give it to the working people. Take it from a millionaire like Bernie, as I got millions of dollars trashing capitalism to buy my homes. Be generous, you cheap bastards.
All right. They have a special cocktail for us. It is the grand winner cocktail, they call it. It tastes like Christmas in a glass. Okay? So there you go. You can ask for the grand winner. I'm not reading that sign. I'm not even reading that sign, and I may kick you out of here. Where's the bouncer? Hey, Mangione, get this guy out of here. Terrible. All right, let's have Michael Pelka come up and say hello, shall we? We'll be right back. But before I go, let me tell you about DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro is going to protect you online whenever you're online. So even right now, I'm at the Grand Hotel. I'm on their Wi-Fi, but I have my secure VPN from DuckDuckGo. And anytime I travel, whether it's up to New York or D.C. or I'm at the home studio, I'm always using my VPN. You can sign up now for a 30-day free trial at DuckDuckGo.com/1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. You sign up now, and you will have an incredible experience being protected online with three vital services. First of all, you will have the secure VPN. Number two, you're going to have personal information removal. And number three, you're going to have identity theft restoration if, God forbid, your identity is ever stolen. So what are you waiting for? You get all that for $10 a month and a 30-day free trial to try it out, see how easy it is to use, and just how protected you will be on your phone, your laptop, wherever you are. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Sign up today.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We're at Cape New Jersey. Yeah, baby. We are live, and this is my last show of the year. And then next week, you will be in the ever-capable hands of this gentleman sitting to my left. Although he's never to my left. He's Michael Pelka, stunt brain himself.
That's true.
What's up, brother? Good to see you.
I am never to your left.
You're never to my left.
No, never.
You gave me a hat that says I'm on a government watch list. It's very nice.
Well, I am, so I figured you might as well be, too.
Absolutely. You got a new gig. Congratulations. You're going to be the morning drive host.
Yeah.
Tell us the station.
It's 92.5 Fox News in Fort Myers, Florida. But I am here in Philly,
yeah,
and Delaware, and able to fill in for you anytime,
yeah,
and for Dom and for Dawn. So I ain't going nowhere. I just my wife.
And we have first dibs on you, by the way.
Yes, you do.
This is the only show has first dibs on
right at first refusal.
Right at first refusal.
It's written in the letter somewhere.
So you're in all next week.
Yeah. Well, no. There's Christmas thing going on.
Oh, Christmas, right. We got Christmas,
yes, Christmas with Sinatra and then Christmas. Yes. So I'm there Monday and Thursday.
Okay. I'm on Fox News Tuesday, by the way.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the reasons I give up Saturday nights, because it just got too tough competing with the audience. Because people, they would tailgate ahead of Fela's show. And we noticed the numbers were just... dropping.
Yeah, so I'll be back on that show on January 18th. I just want to make sure I'm mentioning all these things so that I can make sure we get it all out there.
Are you in the union yet? Did they get you yet? Because they will.
I don't even have a key card yet, which is really ridiculous.
Well, you don't want that, because when it stops working, you know it's over.
But you know, they always say that TV changes people. And Mike, I don't actually think that that's true. I think I'm the same person that I always was.
Yeah.
And I have not noticed a change. Some people have, but I have not, for example. And
he's just manscaping.
Yeah, I'm just doing
with makeup.
A little manscaping. All right, let's talk about Joe Biden cognitive decline. Is that not the biggest political cover-up of our lifetime?
Ever.
Political scandal?
Ever. Yeah. And it weaves across the media and the administration. And, you know, everybody who said, like Joe Scarborough, if you can't handle it, you can F off.
Yeah, you can F off.
And then he said, this is the best Joe Biden
we've ever seen. In fact, Matt, can you find that clip for me of Joe Scarborough saying that? Yeah, this is
the best. They all should pay the price. You know, it shouldn't be Joy Reid taking a pay cut. It should be Scarborough. Anybody who said Joe Biden was cognitively okay.
Yeah.
Especially Kamala. And I think she's paying the big price now. Although somebody said she's going to get a book deal for $20 million.
Man, that's a lot of wine she's going to buy with $20 million.
That's a winery.
That's a winery. She's going to buy her own winery.
Do we have a Puerto Rican contingent here supporting your show? I saw the Boricua, the Coquito here. Who put this together? This looks dangerous.
Who did that?
Boricua in the house?
Is that Sue Alberici? Sue Alberici gave us the
Keith's Coquito.
What is that now, like a Mexican?
The Puerto bandage? Rico. That's look at the Puerto Rican flag. That's why I said Boricua.
Oh, you know, did you find this floating in a pile of garbage?
How dare
what,
you?
Is that too soon?
How
what?
Dare you?
What? Oh, come lighten up, people. It's just a joke.
It's medical waste. It's not liquor.
You know, I grew up in the Jersey Shore. Does anybody remember when they literally had medical waste washing up on the Jersey Shore? Do you remember that? I was a kid. We were down here for a week, and Governor Tom Kaine shut down the beaches.
Perfect together.
And years later, when I was involved in politics, I met him at an event. And I said, you know, you shut down the beach on my family vacation. He's like, that was like 35 years ago. I'm like, I haven't gotten over it. I hold a grudge.
No, Italians never get over it.
Yeah, not for nothing. So Kamala was out the other day cackling at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
And going on about what did she say exactly? The existence of time and the passage of yourself.
I couldn't even. She even laughed at it. She herself realized it was a major word salad. But what I'm trying to figure out is why did she come back last night? She was at the airport.
Right.
About to fly home for the holidays. And she flew back. She took the motorcade back to the White House, to her residence, too. And Joe came back from Rehoboth. Why?
Well, everybody was talking last night. They were wondering if they were going to 25th Amendment him. I do have a theory, which is that they want to try to screw it to Trump by making him have to change all his merch.
Yeah.
But Trump would be fine with that because he would just put out 48. You know what I mean?
Well, he put 45, 47 and a half.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, no.
Now, there is a report of police suspect explosive in a vehicle at a market in Madaburg, Germany.
Germany, yeah.
So I don't know if they came back to the White House last night because there was something. But, I mean, between this and the drones and everything, I don't know. It feels like we're at a very nervous time right now.
Our buddy Gordon Chang, who lives in Bedminster, right near Donald Trump, said the drones are coming over his property, and he's been nervous that it's something serious and we're not being told, whether it's a search for a leaky WMD or whatever. But it certainly could be anything. It's dangerous.
Do you think it's
whack-a-mole.
A search for a leaky diaper of President Joe Biden? Is that possible?
No, because those would be everywhere. Let's just go over 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
That's true. Oh, that's gross.
It is gross.
Actually, we have the
enjoy the cannoli.
We have the Gordon Chang clip. Can we play it real fast? Because I can do Veneria on the other side, Matt. But the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. I want to say hi to Paula. She's been with Dr. Mike for 25 years. And she's wonderful at the Cinnamonson office. Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Go see him for your perfect smile. And Paul confirms he really is my dentist.
Paula told me you don't have to floss all your teeth, just the ones you want to keep.
You see that? Look at that.
She told me that.
Look at that.
A minute ago.
Good stuff. Thank you, Paula, for being here. Let me play a quick clip and get your reaction to it, Mike. This is Gordon Chang talking about the drone issue with Maria Bartiromo. Take a listen.
It certainly is communist China for many of these drones, maybe even a majority of them. You know, the increased tempo of these drone flights against our military bases is occurring at the same time as there's increased frequency of incursions and attempted incursions of these bases by Chinese and other nationals. Really, what is occurring here is that they are preparing to attack the United States from American soil. I don't know why we need an engraved invitation from Beijing. It's clear what's going to happen. We are going to get hit, and we're not taking the necessary precautions to protect these bases and to protect the American people.
Now, that's not a good thing to hear. I mean, again, I'm no expert, but that's not a good thing to hear.
No, and Gordon was quite upset that Donald Trump invited Xi Jinping to come to the inauguration. He said there should be no Chinese delegation. This is an enemy. Their dream, their goal is to get rid of us. Just like Iran wakes up every day and says, death to America, death to Israel. China whispers it, and they're actually taking steps. So I tend to agree with Gordon. He takes a very hard line, but I think he's right.
All right, hang out with me for a second. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back. I'm going to play that Joe Scarborough clip of him lecturing us. And also, too, does anybody want to know the status of the government shutdown? Yes. Well, then you better keep listening to the show because I have an update for you, okay? And what's with the phones over there? Are you tweeting about the show?
I'm asking them, Rich.
Are you...
Rich, I'm asking them to vote for the caller of the year on Dom's show.
Stop it. We don't promote other shows.
No, he's here. The guy who should win is here.
Eppolito?
Eppolito. Okay. Joe, we got to support Joe. He's one of yours.
All right.
We got to infiltrate.
All right. Well, listen, you can help promote us on your Instagram, all right? Would you do that? All right, you're the best. Thank you, ladies. Beautiful. See that? Everybody thinks Talk Radio is a bunch of old men. We got beauty. Look at these beauties.
I'm going to have to go to confession after today.
It's gorgeous. All right, we're live at the Grand Hotel at Cape May. Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.